praise and we give him glory. We thank him for his goodness. We thank him for his kindness. We thank him for his unlimited power and flow of his goodness. I welcome each and every one of you here today in the name of Jesus. Thank you for joining me on a prophetic flow. We worship the Lord and we give him praise and we give him all the glory. Our God is worthy to be praised. Patricia, you're welcome in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. Sue, you're welcome. Charmaine, Nadia, you're welcome. I welcome everybody that is here. Elibert, Father God, I lift these Elibert in your hands in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking Holy Spirit for your visitation over their life, over their family, over the work of their hands. Even as they have shown up so early today, remember them, O God, and place them under your care, command, and control in the name of Jesus. Awesome God, I pray, Lord, that everyone that I showed up here today on this few hours of this program, Lord, remember them and pour your anointing over their life in the name of Jesus. It's a joy to have each and every one of you. It's a great joy to see you. It's a great joy to love you and honor you and adore you. And I want to say thank you for sharing. Personally, I want to say thank you for sharing. Thank you for inviting your friend. Thank you for extending your hand and bringing someone on in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we bless your name and we give you praise and give you all the honor and adoration. Our God is worthy to be praised. Our God is worthy to be glorified. Our God is worthy to be exalted. Our God is worthy to be honored. Our God is worthy to be adored. Our God is worthy to be magnified. Our God is worthy to be lifted up today in the name of Jesus. More light. We glorify you, O God. More light in the name of Jesus. More light in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, more light into our life, into our hands, into our path, into our hands in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your light over our life in Jesus' name, O God. And we thank you that your loving hands are moving over us. Abba, we welcome you. Gifty, we welcome you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you are worthy to be praised. Today, I want to share with you a pressing pain in my heart. And this pain is this. I know that my Redeemer liveth for the coming year. There's a pressing pain in my heart. I know that my Redeemer liveth for the coming year. So I want to bless him and glorify his name and honor him for who he is. I know the topic for today is, I know that my Redeemer liveth for the coming year. Even though I am going through the end of this year and it doesn't look like I have fully manifested what I prayed for, this is somebody's concern, but I'm here to announce the sound of the trumpet to you that don't give up. Know that your Redeemer liveth and the coming year will be superior in the name of Jesus. So if you are here today in shock, in dismay, in wonderment, in asking questions, I'm here to announce to you that know that your Redeemer liveth for the coming year in the name of Jesus. Know that your Redeemer liveth for the coming year and don't lose hope. Don't be despair. Don't be sad. Don't cry. Don't wonder about. Don't turn around and say, oh my God, another year is gone. I'm going to be one extra year over my life and I haven't seen the fullness of my heart desire. I have good news for you in the name of Jesus. I have good news for somebody tonight in the name of Jesus. And the good news is this. Know that your Redeemer liveth for the coming year and Jesus will see you through. Somebody say amen. Jesus will visit you. Somebody say amen. Jesus will turn around and welcome you into your new. Somebody say amen. I need two people at least to say amen right now. Father God, watch the one that is saying amen right now. That he or she is in agreement with your servant, the prophet. And I'm declaring to this person who is saying amen right now. the Father, you are the Redeemer. You will come through for this person in the name of Jesus. Lord, you will come through for this person in the name of Jesus. I am confident as a prophet of God. I declare to your hearing. I declare to your spirit. I declare to your mind. I declare to your thoughts. I declare to your environment that know that your Redeemer liveth, and you will see your promised land. You will surely arrive at your promised land in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that you have promised and you will never fail, and your faithfulness is forever sure. I declare even to myself, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and the coming year will be a celebration. Somebody say amen. I know, I just want to repeat the topic, because I know I am filled with confidence. I'm filled with expectation. I'm filled with trust and hope that I know that I am not abandoned. God has not left me behind, says the Lord. This is what the Lord is saying. Say unto my children who are gathered here, know that I have not left you behind, says the Lord. I have not left you behind, says the Lord. I've not left you on the roadside, says the Lord. I've not left you as an orphan on the roadside, says the Lord. For you will see that as I am God who has promised unto your hearing today, I will come through for you, says the Lord. And even though you think that every year you keep on hearing and you don't see it, the Lord say, I should say unto you, my daughter, my son, there's a season for everything. There's a season to see. There's a season to hear. There's a season to know. And there's a season for manifestation. So Father, I thank you today that I myself, I'm convinced that I know that my Redeemer liveth, and I know that he will fulfill what he has promised to my hearing today in the name of Jesus. And if you are here today, be assured, before we start, be assured that he who that has promised, he is faithful. Abraham the prophet said, Abraham the patriarch said, I know that he who that has promised, he is faithful. So, Father, I lift my hands to you, O God, and I'm thanking you, Father God, that I know that you are faithful. I know that you are faithful, and I know you will see me through. I know you will see this person that is here through, in the name of Jesus. And yet, though he or she walked through the valley of the shadow of death, Lord, I'm here to say unto you, this is what the Lord is saying, give up not. Give up not. Know that I am your Redeemer. I will see you through. I will bring compensation to come upon your life, says the Lord. I will compensate you, says the Lord. I will restore the year that you have missed, the time and the season and the hour and the moment that it appears has passed you by, says the Lord. Man, says the Lord, you will know that I will gather back to you everything you have lost, and I will give you double of even what you have lost. Somebody give the Lord a big clap offering. Somebody give the Lord. Father, I give you a clap offering. I'm giving you a clap offering. I'm giving you a clap offering. I'm giving you a clap offering for myself. And I'm thanking you, Father God, that you have promised. You have promised, and you are faithful. You are faithful, and you will deliver. So, Lord, I lift my hands to you, O God, and I'm thanking you that it is not a waste of time. It is not a waste of time. It is not a waste of time. My God, I lift my hands to say, it is not a waste of time, and I rebuke every spoken voice that has been spoken to you, that has whispered to your ears, that has sent a message to you, that has opened a picture of what you're standing and say, look, you have wasted your life. You have wasted your time, and there's no evidence. This is what the Lord, he said, tell my children, it is not a waste of time. Father, I glorify you. I glorify you, and I praise 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 you. I glorify you, Lord. I glorify you. Father, I glorify you. I know you are my Redeemer, and I know you are alive, and I know you are going ahead of me, and I know you are making all crooked paths straight. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. I'm saying thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God, that you have not abandoned me. You have not forgotten me. You have not left me on the roadside. You are my God. You are my Redeemer, my Restorer. You are my revitalization, God. I lift up my hands in clap offering. Thank you, Lord, for you are. Lord, I'm announcing a trumpet to the world that you said, I'm coming out of the ashes in the name of Jesus. Somebody listen. The Lord will say, you are coming out of ashes. You are coming out of delay. You are coming out of rejection. You are coming out of sidelining, says the Lord. And you know that as I spoke to Abraham and I fulfilled my word with Isaac, so I spoke unto Joseph. And I rescued him, even as I made my will be known unto Jacob. And I restored him, says the Lord. So will I restore you, says the Lord. So somebody here, give the Lord a big clap offering. Father, I give you clap offering. I'm speaking to myself likewise. And I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise that I've not wasted time. I give you praise that my time has come. You are my Redeemer. You are my Redeemer. You are my Redeemer. You are my Redeemer. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. I need two people to say amen right now. Take it, take it, take it in. This is what the Lord is saying. I have not forgotten you, says the Lord. Even though it does appear as if that I have left you behind, says the Lord. I have not left you behind, says the Lord. You will know that I am God, visiting my chosen generations with my blessings and my word. Yes. Oh, Father, I bless your name, O God, and I give you praise. I bless your name, O God, and I give you praise. I bless your name, O God, and I give you praise. I bless your name, O God, and I give you praise. Yes, I bless your name, O God, and I give you praise. I bless your name, O God, and I give you praise. Father, you are worthy to be praised. Father, you are worthy to be praised. May your name be praised. Oh, may your name be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Oh, Father, we bless your name. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. The topic again, everybody watching the topic. The topic is this. Everybody look at the topic. The topic is coming. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, I give you praise. 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 Hallelujah. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. I know, I know, I know, I know our Redeemer liveth. Somebody look on the screen and take it in the name of Jesus. Somebody look on the screen. Look on the screen and prophesy and say to yourself, yes, that your Redeemer liveth, 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 your Redeemer liveth. Yes, yes, let's go. I have hope in God. Somebody say, I have hope in God. Father, I have hope in you, Lord. I have hope in you, O God. My hope is built on nothing else but on Jesus Christ and his righteousness. I dare not trust in my sweetest frame, but I wholly lean on you, O God. Father, today I wholly release my heart and I surrender my heart desire 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 unto you. And I'm believing in you, O God, that you have a plan and a purpose for my life and you will not leave me on the roadside. Even though I started with nothing, I know I will finish well. So I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. Yes, I'm not giving up. Somebody understand this. I am not giving up. Father, I thank you, Lord, that I am not giving up. I am not giving up. For I know my Redeemer liveth. I am not giving up. So Father, I lift my hands in praise unto you. I know you are the restorer of the bridge. You are the restorer of the bridge. You are the restorer of the bridge. Therefore, I thank you, Lord. And I bless your holy and mighty name. And I glorify your name today. Knowing that life will be good again. Oh, somebody say, I know life will be good again. Father, I thank you. I know, I know, I know life will be good again. So I give you praise. I give you glory. Abba, Father, I prophesy to the hearing of somebody here today. Know this, life will be good again. In the name of Jesus, life will be good again. Somebody say amen. I need two people to say amen. Father, watch the one that is saying amen. Father, he or she is in agreement. The Bible says, how can two people walk together unless they agree? Father, I am in agreement with the Holy Spirit. And I know life will be good again. I decree it over my life. And I decree it over somebody's life. Life will be good again. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say it, accept it. Life will be good again. My days of borrowing, my days of eating cookie crumbs on the floor, my days of behind the race of life is over. Somebody say amen. My days of begging, my days of being in expectation. Somebody listen to this. Life will be good again. Somebody say amen. Life will be good again. Somebody say amen. Father, I give you praise. I give you glory. The life will be good again because you are my Redeemer. You will restore me. You will revive me. You will renew me. You will strengthen me. You will grease my elbow. You will elevate myself. You will elevate your glory in me. And I thank you, Father God, that this is my season of restoration. This is my hour of renewal. This is my time of elevation. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. I have not and I will not remain like this forever. For this is my season, my time of revival. My years that has wasted, I will not count them as relevant. For I know life will be good again. Somebody say amen. I know I need two people to agree and say amen. I know my life will be good again. Who believe in this statement? If you believe in this, say amen. If you believe that life will be good again for you, say amen. Father, I believe it, so I'm saying amen. Lord, I believe it, so I'm saying amen. Others have gone ahead of me, and you look like I'm behind, but I decree to my hearing. I decree to myself. I decree to my environment. I decree to my environment, to my surrounding, that life will be good again. For greater is he that has promised. Greater is he that has promised. And if you are here today, I want to challenge you to believe this. Yes. You will not remain like this. My strength is renewed. My strength is renewed. I know God has renewed my strength for a fresh hour, for a fresh time, for a fresh season, for a fresh moment. Listen, don't give up. I know, you remember the title? I know my Redeemer liveth. And I will not lose hope. If you are here today, faithful is he that has promised. Abraham said, faithful is he that has promised. If you believe that God is faithful, if you believe that God is faithful, if you believe that God has not left you behind, if you believe that even though it does look like you are behind, even though it looks like you are falling behind, things haven't lined up the way you want. Listen, I have good news for somebody. I have good news for myself, but I have good news for you also. And I'm sharing this good with you. It is going to be well with your soul. It's going to be well with your bank account. It's going to be well with your relationship. It's going to be well with your bank account. It's going to be well with your job. It's going to be well with your health. It's going to be well with your family. It's going to be well with your children. Somebody say amen. It's going to be well with your bank account. Father, I lift my hands in praise, thanking you, Father God. Thanking you, Father God, that it is well with me. My strength is renewed. And you are faithful that you have promised. I stand upon this, that you are faithful as you have promised. You are faithful as you have promised. And because you are faithful, you have seen me through. Oh yes, I declare to myself that I am a winner. I declare to myself that I am a winner. I declare to myself that I am a winner. I declare to myself that I am a winner. If you are here today, accept that you are a winner. And all things has worked together for my good. Believe it. All things has worked together for my good. Father, I declare that all things has worked together for my good. All things has worked together for my good. Father, Lord, I lift my hands in praise, thanking you, Father God, that all things has turned around for my good. I prophesy this to somebody's ears today. And if you are here today, if you are here, last Thursday was so prophetic in terms of declaration. Today I'm hearing the Lord is saying, all things will work together for your good. If you are here today, take it, say to your son, yes. All things will work together. And I'm hearing the Lord is saying, even though it does look like you are behind, even though it does look like nothing has fully materialized, to your very eyes, says the Lord. But rest assured, I will put it together again for you. For I did it for Hannah, I will do it for you. I did it for Sarah, I will do it for you. I did it for Elizabeth, I will do it for you. I did it for Samson's mother, I will do it for you, says the Lord. For I will not leave you halfway, says the Lord. I will not leave you halfway, says the Lord. Rejoice, rejoice, my son. Rejoice, rejoice, my daughter. Reassure yourself, I am a God that keepeth covenant. Oh, my God, I give you praise. Father, I thank you, Lord. You say you are a God that keepeth covenant. You say you are a God that keepeth covenant. I thank you, Father God, for the assurance that you are giving me that you are a God that keepeth covenant. I give you praise. Father, I give you praise. Father, I give you praise. Father, I'm thanking you. Father, I'm thanking you that you're a keeper of covenant. You will not break your covenant concerning your promise. You will not break your covenant concerning your promise for my life. I bless your holy name. I exalt you. I thank you. If you are here today, give the Lord a big clap of praise. Yes. If you are here today, give the Lord a big clap of praise. Tamp your feet and give the Lord a big clap offering. Father, I give you a clap offering. I'm thanking the Lord that you are a covenant keeper. You're a keeper of covenant. You have promised and you will deliver. Somebody say amen. You have promised and you will deliver. So Lord, I give you praise. Oh yes, God has not forgotten me. 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 Oh, Father, I give you praise. 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 Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. You see, God has not forgotten you. Even though it does look like God has forgotten you. Let me say the trumpet you are hearing today. The Lord is saying, I have not forgotten you, says the Lord, for I am working on you. I'm destroying the works of darkness. I'm breaking your season of delay. I'm destroying your season of delay. I am destroying your season of delay. I am destroying your season of delay. Father, I lift my hands in praise, thanking you that my season of delay, my season of chaos, my season of heartache is broken, destroyed, condemned, removed out of my way. Somebody say amen. Lord, I bless your name that you have not forgotten me. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you have not forgotten me. Oh, I thank you, Father, that you have not forgotten me. Oh, let us pray one more time. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have not forgotten me. I thank you, Lord, that you have not forgotten me. The old Lazarus clothes. This is what the Lord is saying. Say unto my children, I will command your old Lazarus clothing to be removed off your back, says the Lord. Oh, my God, Father, I give you praise. Lord, I thank you, Father God. The old clothes, those old clothes, those old spirit, all forsaken spirit, all those forsaken spirit, all those repeated sadness and worry and stress, says the Lord, I have broken and I've removed it off you and I've washed you with my blood, says the Lord. For indeed I've washed you with my blood in the name of Jesus. I am washing you, cleansing you, purifying you, elevating you in the name of Jesus. For you will yet to see my glory shine on you, says the Lord. And I dare to say unto you, my children, I have spoken and I will fulfill my word, says the Lord. Father, I give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Nadia, say it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus, that you have not forgotten me. Thank you, Jesus, that you are remembering me. Thank you, Jesus, that you are going ahead of me. Thank you, Jesus, that you are directing my steps. Thank you, Jesus, that you are leading me. Thank you, Jesus, you are taking me from shame and disgrace and tears and sadness and repeat curses onto a new. And I want to say, yes, I ride on the wings of favor. I thank you, Father, I ride on the wings of favor. I thank you, Father God, that I ride on the wings of favor. I ride on the wings of favor. I ride on the wings of favor. Father, I ride on the wings of favor. I thank you, Father, your favor is with me. Your favor is ahead of me. Your favor is leading me. Your favor is watching over me. Your favor is elevating me. Your favor is moving me by your holy wind. I thank you. My season of shame and disgrace, my season of struggling and begging and sorrowing, my season of crying pitifully, secretly behind the scenes. It's over, says the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, I give you praise. I give you glory. Kebo romo sotaraba. Yen deleba sutarabeke. Mondo romo kutayaraba santa. Hando robo kuterebe. Ye kerebo sotaraba sata. Yes, blessings is following me, says the Lord. The Lord said, I should tell you, my blessings are following you, says the Lord. And you will know that my blessings did follow you, says the Lord. So, Father, I give you praise for anyone and everyone that showed up today. Let your blessings follow him or her. Let your blessings chase him or her. Let your blessings go with him. Let your blessings move them. Let your blessings transform them. And this is what the Lord is saying. It is not too late for my blessings to follow you, says the Lord. It is not too late for my restoration anointing to follow you, says the Lord. It is not too late to reverse what you have been through for so long, says the Lord. For I am the beginning and the end of everything. And I say unto you, my children, lose no more hope. Look no further than where you are standing. For I am speaking to you, says the Lord. And I say unto you, my blessings is following you. And you will come into your time and your season and your hour of knowing that I did speak to you today. And I've come to fulfill my promise. Father, I lift my hands in praise. I'm thanking you for the assurance. I'm thanking you for the fulfillment. I'm thanking you for the good news. I'm thanking you for the wonderful moment. I'm thanking you for the prophetic word. I'm thanking you for your visitation. I'm thanking you, and I give you my clap offering. Thank you, Father. I give you my clap offering. 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 Thank you for speaking to me concerning my life. I bless your name and I give you praise. Go forth knowing that the blessings of the Lord is following you. Thank you for joining me on the prophetic flow. I know you will ride on the wings of favor and blessings will follow you. God bless you. I love you with the love of God. Bye now.